Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And guess what else? Happy New Year, everyone. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, an education consulting business. You can connect with me through my link tree at Enrichment Strategist. I'm excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 education. So please email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former educator and a classroom teacher from a traditional public school setting, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. That's the goal of Let's Talk K-12 Education, to let others know that in the challenging educational landscape, there is light that pierces the darkness, and there are educators working in the trenches, stakeholders, and educational thought leaders like myself, partnering with you to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, and grind while providing hope. Being a former middle school teacher and grandmother to 8 amazingly adorable school-age grandbabies, I recognize the importance of creating and establishing a positive, productive, sturdy foundation at home. Meanwhile, bridging the gap from home to school connection for this school year. As a result of that, I started Brain Teasers to promote critical thinking skills, which provides information, tips, tools, and resources in an effort to promote educational equity for our families in our listening community. So let's open up true educational style with how is your brain game to get your mindset shifts ready for back to school, homework, and school tasks with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and the entire wonderful K-12 crew. So here's a riddle. Riddle me this. I'm a tool that guides with care to shape young minds and make them aware. I help to steer, to mend, and to teach. A gentle hand, a helping reach. What am I? None other than a topic that we'll be talking about today, behavior management. So how is your brain game fun fact from AI University. So did you know that positive reinforcement has been shown to be 5 times more effective than punishment when it comes to improving student behavior? Studies show that acknowledging and rewarding good behavior can create lasting positive habits, whereas punishment often only works temporarily and can increase negative emotions like anxiety and frustration. This fun fact hopefully will lead you into the discussion on the power of positivity as it pertains to behavior management, highlighting encouragement, which can transform classroom dynamics. And let me just add my perspectives on that. Been in the teaching game a little more than 15 years, and I will stand behind this research 100%, 10 toes down, chest out, because I also am a huge I'm a huge believer in positive reinforcement versus negative punishers. And what I mean by that, let me give you an example from a classroom teacher's perspective. So a positive enforcement can be something as simple as we don't say classroom rules, we say classroom expectations. We also don't just put them up in our classes. It is a collaborative effort between you as the educational practitioner or teacher, as well as the learners in the environment, and you all create one to three expectations together. That's a positive reinforcement. Another example of positive reinforcement is I will give points for them to earn something and versus taking them away. So for instance, a team, a group, a small group, whole class, because they work as a team, can earn a point towards an incentive. And I will explicitly state and refer it back to our expectations. When we raise our hands, we're being respectful. We're walking in the hallways quietly. Someone gave the whole group or class or someone in the group a compliment. And that way the whole team earns a point. So a negative punisher would be if they do not meet what the expectations have been set in the classroom, then you take away points. That's a negative punisher. I will utilize that behavioral management strategy if it is something grossly out there, something that is like, oh my goodness, I've utilized all of my behavior management tools. It's not working. I have given several warnings in order for you all to be successful and you choose not to, then I will take a point away. But that is not my go-to method for behavior management. So I wanted to take a few minutes from the perspectives of a classroom teacher, how I have utilized that to have a very consistent, successful classroom behavior management to impact successful student learning outcomes and to create just a wonderful, cohesive, culturally conducive learning environment in my classrooms. Now, research suggests that students who feel connected to their teachers and peers are more likely to exhibit positive behavior. Building strong relationships and creating a sense of belonging can go a long way in preventing and addressing behavioral issues. Again, I will also add to a lot of times when school first starts up, one of the things that I will do is I don't really, when I was a classroom teacher, that is, I didn't really take a lot of time to focus on curriculum and content because I understood that if I'm getting ahead, if I'm putting the horse before the cart, addressing what our expectations look like, how we respect each other, how we build relationships, then I will be able to successfully get through content and curriculum. So I take about 2 weeks at the start of a new year or the start of a new group or start of a new team, because I also do outside of K-12 consulting. I also work with adult learners. But these are some of the things that I do in the very beginning. It's very important to build that foundation, build those relationships, set the expectations. And when you do that and you're being firm, fair, and consistent, which is something that my dad, God rest his soul, explained to me because of his experience working in correctional settings, that works very well for them. So therefore, I took that and transferred that skill set into my classrooms and being very firm, fair, and consistent, as well as building relationships, setting our foundations. And then that way we can meet the goals of our learning goals and objectives and targets and all of that. So going to open up our show today with our topic of discussion, which is the art of behavior management, a masterclass. This is a thought provoker. Imagine a classroom where students are engaged, motivated, and behaving appropriately. No disruptive outbursts, no off-task behaviors, just a harmonious learning environment. Sounds like a dream, right? But what if I told you this dream could be a reality? Today, we're diving deep into the world of behavior management, exploring effective strategies that can transform your classroom into a haven of learning and growth. I just talked about that and how, and the ways that I did it in my time as a classroom teacher. By exploring the art of behavior management, we can create classrooms where students feel safe, respected, and motivated to learn. Let's work together to build a brighter future for our children. So today's goal of the Art of Behavior Management, a masterclass, is to provide our listening audience and viewers of educators, parents, and community members with practical strategies and insights for effectively managing student behavior in K-12 schools by exploring the underlying causes of misbehavior, implementing positive reinforcement techniques, and building supportive relationships. Participants will learn how to create a positive and productive learning environment for all students. So let's get into the topic today. I alluded to it during the Educational Thought Provoker for the Art of Behavior Management, a masterclass. Research suggests that students who feel connected to their teachers and peers, again, are more likely to exhibit positive behavior. Again, building strong relationships and creating a sense of belonging can go a long way in preventing and addressing behavior issues. That was so nice, I had to do it twice. So according to AI University, here are 6 myths about behavior management, along with realities and clarifications. So grab your pen, grab your papers, and follow along. Myth number 1, punishment is the most effective way to correct bad behavior. Reality is, while punishment may result in immediate compliance, it often fails to address the root cause of the behavior and can create resentment, which can basically negatively impact the relationship. Positive reinforcement and restorative practices are more effective in fostering long-term behavioral changes and improving classroom dynamics. I'll insert there very quickly. Meaning that if you have built a relationship with a student and they may be having a bad day, and before they make it a bad day for you and for the other learners in the environment, if they built a relationship with you, you've built a relationship with them, a lot of times just a soft redirect, hey, little Johnny, little Sally, I see that, you know, pull them to the side, see that, you know, you have an off day today. Okay, I get it. I have off days too. Well, when the relationship has been built, you've been firm, fair, and consistent, then a lot of times you can say, here's a hall pass, you know, go to the restroom, you know, get it out, take a minute, come back, and let's start over again. That was also very effective strategies that worked for me. Myth number 2, some students are just bad kids and can't be helped. The reality is all behavior has an underlying cause, and students labeled as troublemakers often have unmet emotional, psychological, or social needs. Empathy, connection, and individualized support can make a significant difference in helping students develop more positive behavior patterns. And that is what we want to see. The key word, more positive behavior patterns. Notice it didn't say eradicate their negative behaviors, but we want to see more positive behaviors. So that is the name of the game. Number 3, consistent consequences means strict one-size-fits-all punishment. The reality is consistency in behavior management doesn't mean treating every student the same way. It is about being fair and predictable while recognizing that each student has unique needs. Personalized approaches are often more effective in managing behavior. And that was kind of like the example that I gave with little Susie, a little Johnny coming in, and you recognize immediately that they're having a rough day today. And knowing how to meet them where they are, meeting them at their needs is going to be a much more productive approach than just saying, well, everybody should be happy today because of A, B, or C. Okay. Number 4 myth, behavior management is only about controlling disruptive students. The reality is behavior management is about creating a positive, inclusive learning environment for all students. It involves setting clear expectations, fostering mutual respect, and teaching social and emotional skills, not just dealing with disruptive behavior. Because a lot of times, you know, I must insert there, a lot of times when we are just only addressing disrupting behavior, those are the ones that are getting the attention. And sometimes those students who are your rule followers or your expectation followers, they fall between the cracks because you're taking your energy and you're just focusing on those disruptive behaviors. So, you know, educators, stakeholders, families, community, we really need to grab a hold of that, okay? Number 5 myth, good behavior management means never having any problems in class. The reality is, even in a well-managed classroom, behavioral issues will still arise. Effective, Effective behavior management is about how educators handle these situations, guiding students towards self-regulation and conflict resolution rather than simply preventing all disruptions. And again, I'll insert on that note, you could come in my classroom and it didn't matter if I had five of the best students or five of your most challenging students. And most of the times you could hear a pin drop, and they were, if not that they were afraid, but they respected the boundaries that we had set and they worked hard to do it. So that means that, you know, and even in my settings, every now and then, I had challenging times where, you know, some classroom behavior disruptions would occur, even though they were low to minimal, but they do happen. So just don't think just because you are, you know, you are very skilled at maintaining a very well-managed classroom, disruptive behaviors will still happen, but they will be low, and a lot of times because you are a educational practitioner, teacher, instructional leader that has a good grasp. So when you do have issues and challenges that arise and you get administrators or instructional leaders involved, they're very apt to come to support you because you have very low to minimal classroom management behaviors issues. So just keep that in mind, guys, as you are, you know, exploring the classroom or parents while you're exploring how to bridge the gap between what, you know, the good practices at home and those that are at school. Myth number six, rewards and incentives are the only way to improve behavior. The reality is, while rewards can be helpful, they should be part of a broader strategy that includes building intrinsic motivation, teaching self-discipline, and encouraging students to take ownership of their actions rather than relying on external incentives alone. So again, I'm huge on positive reinforcement and huge on giving privileges and incentives, but again, also trying to help model and help them walk towards them and internally doing what is right as far as their behaviors and their thought processes and their good, you know, their decisions that they make. That is huge because that is something that carries not just inside of your classroom during that classroom period, but hopefully throughout the building, hopefully when they get from the building to the bus and hopefully when they get from the bus to home. So that's how, you know, you are a part of these learners' village and not just maintaining while they're with you in the building, in the class, but giving them those skill sets and those life lessons that they can take with them as it pertains to positive, you know, behavior management, self-regulation, learning how to take ownership and accountability for the things that they do and not do. So these myths and realities can foster, you know, I hope that they have you reflect and foster a deeper conversation about the complexities of behavior management. So helping our educators refine their approaches and strategies. Also hoping while you families are at home that, you know, are having students that are having challenges with their behavior management. Hopefully these are some ways that you can partner with your with those classroom teachers, partner with the school administrators and all of the supporting staff that your child comes in contact with on a daily basis in the school. So before we continue with the masterclass on behavior management, let me highlight the background and the identified problem from a documented case study from Lincoln Elementary. This is, you know, from AI University. So here's the case study: transforming classroom dynamics through positive behavior management at Lincoln Elementary School. So here's the background. Lincoln Elementary School is located in a diverse suburban community, serves approximately 500 students from kindergarten through fifth grade. Over the past few years, the school faced significant challenges related to student behavior, including frequent disruptions, increased disciplinary referrals, and a noticeable decline in overall classroom engagement. Teachers reported feeling overwhelmed and unsupported in managing these behaviors, leading to a stressful teaching environment and negatively impacting student learning outcomes. So what was the first thing that they did? Identifying the problem is what Lincoln Elementary did. We can't just make assumptions as to why these negative behaviors are occurring. We got to figure out, got to get to the bottom of it. So in the 2022-2023 academic school year, Lincoln Elementary conducted an internal review to assess the root causes of behavior issues. Key findings included lack of consistent behavior policies, inconsistent applications of rules and consequences across classrooms led to confusion and perceived unfairness among students. Remember, I highlighted that in my time as a classroom teacher that my dad gave to me, as you know, he was like a case manager and a warden at one point in the correctional facilities. And he explained to me, he called me darling daughter. And I also had a brief career as a transitional studies GED instructor in the correctional facility, which is being firm, fair, and consistent. Firm, fair, and consistent. It's good for adults that have challenges. It's good for learners of all that have behavior challenges or not. Limited professional development. Teachers had minimal training in contemporary behavior management strategies, relying heavily on traditional punitive measures. Insufficient student support. There was a lack of resources for addressing the social and emotional needs of students, particularly those exhibiting challenging behaviors. Negative classroom environment. Ooh, classrooms often felt chaotic with low levels of student engagement and mutual respect between teachers and students. Let me talk about that one for just a minute. The reason that you want to build those relationships with your students, from my experience as a classroom teacher that had highly effective classroom management, it is about making sure that you set them up for success and making sure that they understand this is how we respect the teacher, but this is how we'll respect each other. Setting that up in the very beginning can be highly, highly effective when people don't feel as though that they are mutually being respected. So it is, you know, the old cliche, I'm the adult, do as I say, not as I do. But in these situations, when you have multiple students or several students with challenging behavioral issues, as well as them having low self-regulation skill set, having those mutual respects in place can be highly effective for the teachers, for the students, and for the classroom environment. Implemented student strategy positive behavior interventions, which is PBIS, if you guys have heard that. Again, it is school related, is school wide, positive behavior interventions and supports. If you hear your child comes home and says, oh, mom or dad or grandmom or granddad or auntie, uncle, I went to the PBIS celebration today. That is school wide, and they usually have some sort of system that everybody in all the classes, and you know, even in the cafeteria, in the gym, they follow this system to help manage positive behaviors within the building. So to address these challenges, this is what Lincoln Elementary adopted: the positive behavior interventions and supports, the PBIS framework, a research-based approach aimed at improving social, emotional, and academic outcomes for all students. The implementation process included the following steps. And again, I just kind of told you this is school-wide. So number one, establishing a PBIS team, a dedicated team comprising of administrators, teachers, counselors, and parents was formed to oversee the PBIS implementation. There is a tip and a nugget in case your school doesn't have a PBIS team or a PBIS system, something to consider maybe during your PTA or PTO meetings if your school is experiencing high volumes of negative behaviors or challenges that are arising throughout the school building. Number two, defining school-wide expectations. The team collaboratively developed three clear and concise behavioral expectations. Love it. Number one, be respectful. Show consideration and appreciation for others. Number two, be responsible. Take ownership of actions and fulfill obligations. Number three, be safe. Ensure the well-being of oneself and others. Number three, consistent teaching and reinforcement. Teachers receive professional development on PBIS strategies, including positive reinforcement techniques, classroom management skills, and data-driven decision-making. Ooh, I love data-driven decision-making. Number four, implementing tiered support systems. Tier one, universal strategies apply to all students, such as morning meetings to set daily goals and regular positive feedback. Tier two, targeted interventions for students needing additional support, including small group sessions focused on social skills. Tier three, intensive individualized support for students with significant behavioral challenges involving collaborations with counselors and external specialists. Number five, data collections and analysis. The PBIS team utilize behavior data to monitor progress, identify trends, and adjust strategies as needed. And guys, here are the results of these of the PBIS implementation. After one full academic year of PBIS implementation, Lincoln Elementary observed significant improvements across multiple areas. Reduction in disciplinary referrals. There was a 40% decrease in office referrals for behavior issues, indicating improved student conduct. Enhanced classroom environment. Teachers reported a more positive and cooperative classroom atmosphere with fewer disruptions and increased student engagement. Improved academic performance. Ooh, standardized test scores showed a 10% increase in overall student performance, particularly in reading and math. Higher teacher satisfaction. Ooh, that's great. Surveys indicated a 35% increase in teacher satisfaction regarding classroom management and overall school climate. Positive student feedback. Students expressed greater feelings of safety and respect within the school, with many highlighting the clarity and fairness of behavioral expectations. What is the conclusion that we can get here, folks? The implementation of the PBIS at Lincoln Elementary School serves as a compelling example of how structured positive behavior management strategies can transform the educational environment. Key factors contributing to success: consistency and clarity, clear behavioral expectations, and consistent reinforcement across the school created a predictable and fair environment for students. Comprehensive professional development, equipping teachers with the necessary skills and knowledge empowered them to effectively manage behaviors and foster positive relationships with students. The data-driven approach. Continuous monitoring and analysis of behavioral data allow the PBIS team to make informed decisions, and tailor interventions to meet students' needs. Inclusive support systems providing tiered support ensure that all students receive the appropriate level of assistance, promoting equity and addressing diverse behavioral challenges. Overall, Lincoln Elementary's case study demonstrates that adopting a positive, systematic approach to behavior management not only reduces disciplinary issues, but also enhances the overall quality of education by creating a more supportive and engaging learning environment. So, oh my goodness, guys, getting ready to wrap it up today as we talk about behavior management. The art of a masterclass, the art of behavior management. It's key, it's clue, it is helpful. I'm hoping that you all were able to grab something from this and hopefully able to work it out with your teachers in partnership with them so that we can continue the success from school to home, from home to school, so that we are all able to see how positive reinforcement is necessary in order to get these outcomes that we're looking for. So, going to finish it here. It's probably going to be a part two, but thank you for joining us on the Let's Talk K-12 Education show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. We are grateful for your time, insights, and dedications to exploring what truly makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education one conversation at a time. Wishing you continued success and inspiration as you help unlock the potential in everyone. Again, this is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, thought leader, and show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, where you can find us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What and where? Where we are empowered through education. See you next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye.